This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good morning, all our faithful listeners of Radio K Pulpit. I'm your host, Susan Moss, and our theme is I Can. And today we're coming to you from the word to your heart. And the topic today is, does God speaks? Now, I think this is a very interesting topic, something that we're not always very sure about, because we hear different voices in our communities, in our houses, in our workplaces, even in church, and we're not sure if it's God, is it the devil, or is it my own voice or my own thoughts. Now let's look at Romans 3 verse 11. It says, there is none who understand. There is none who seeks after God. I'm also going to read Isaiah 14 verse 24 to 27 and 27. It says, the Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so it shall come to pass, and as I have purposed, so it shall stand. For the Lord of hosts has purposed, and who will annul it? His hand is stretched out, and who will turn it back? Now, there are a few scriptures in the Bible with a few truths, and it's more exciting than this. God speaks to his people. The same God who created the universe with a word now speak to us. There are at least two things that prevent people from having God's word radically transformed their lives. And isn't that what we all want? We all want God's word to transform our lives. Now, the first one who can prevent this is sin. Sin disorientates us to God and causes us to stop seeking him. Read Romans 3 verse 11. It says, sin makes us self-centered instead of God-centered. Sin causes our prayers to go unheard and quenches the Spirit's working within us. Secondly, worldly things dull our senses to receiving a word from God. For example, the average household spent over 7 hours with their television on each day. When they watch television, you do so to gain information or for entertainment. Too often our thinking becomes blurred. One moment we are watching a dramatic reenactment of a battle scene and suffering or death, and then with a push of a button we can see a war-torn country where real people are suffering and dying. Our hearts have already been numbed to death and dying. So we walk away from the television in the same way as we start watching it. And we can approach God's word in the same way. God's word is never for our entertainment or information or observation, but obedience. God's word never allows us to remain the same. But today, many Christians are uncertain when God is speaking to them. Now, there are the two hindrances that I mentioned to hearing a word from God, and it is sin and worldly things that's dulling our senses and quenches the Spirit working within us. Now, all of our understanding must be taken from Scripture. Too many people base their Christianity on human reasoning. It is easy to assume that God relates to you in the same way that people relate to each other. This is so untrue. You may need to make judgments in your life to experience fully God speaking to you. Whenever my experience does not match what I find revealed in Scripture, I immediately seek to bring my experience into conformity with Scripture and not the other way around. God speaks throughout the Bible. Genesis 1 repeatedly states, God spoke and it was so, or it was good. When God says always, whatever He says always comes to pass, and it's always good. And that you can find in Isaiah 14, 24 and 27 that I read earlier. Now God do have a pattern of how He speaks. Now God's pattern is different as the pattern of the world's or of ours, like we normally do. There are several characteristics of the way God spoke to people in the Bible. Though God used many ways to speak to His people, the key is that God spoke, not how He spoke. Those to whom God spoke focus on God's message, not the means by which He spoke. Whenever God spoke, the person knew it was God. Scripture indicates we will know God's voice. When God spoke, the person knew what God said. Usually our problem is not in knowing what God says, but in our willingness to obey what we know He is saying to us. When God spoke, the person knew what to do in response and could no longer carry on business as usual. The issue was a matter of obedience. The person who received a word from God could not always prove to others that God has spoken. He could only obey and allow the results to testify to God's work. All of us can think about a time in our life when God spoke to us and God's word came to pass, and then we all are so excited because what we have to say then, God answered our prayers. Now God can speak in various ways. Even in the most casual way, God can speak to us. And in the casual way of reading, Scripture reveals that throughout the ages, God has used a wide variety of means to speak to us. Now, from the Bible, God can speak to us through dreams. He can speak to us through prophecy, through the prophets in the Bible. He even spoke through a donkey. He can speak through angels, a trumpet, fire, fleas, or preaching, which we are so familiar about. Now we can check them all out, and there's for all of these times and methods that God used to speak to us, we've got scriptures for. If He speaks through angels, maybe you want to like to write it down. It's Luke 1:26. Through dreams, it's Matthew 2 verse 12 to 13. Some symbolic actions is Jeremiah 18 verse 1 to 10. And a small voice, a still small voice, is 1 Kings 19 to 12. Even writing on the wall is Daniel 5 verse 5. God speaks through prayer. It's Acts 22 verse 17 to 18. And there's still a lot more scriptures. Even the donkey, Numbers 22 to 28. Now God spoke at various times. Hebrews 1 verse 1. God did not speak at just one time of the day or one day of the week. He spoke to men in their youth and their old age. He spoke to people in the workplace, not only at church. God speaks at various times in our lives. A growing number of senior adults are hearing a fresh word from God. To their surprise, God continues to speak to them about new assignments, and many are responding with great joy. Many children and youth are experiencing a fresh word from God as well. Now, family, we must make ourselves available and open to anything that God is saying to us. God does speak. If we read the Word of God, we will know and we will experience God can speak to us. And I want to encourage you with this word today, that this is the best way we want anybody to speak to us, and the best person we want to speak to us, so that we can grow in our walk, in our Christian walk with Him. God bless. My number is 061-922-4560.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.